All right, good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. Happy Yisroel Chag. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Usually we talk about a halachic question that comes up from Israel, but because of what today is on the calendar, I wanted to share a halachic question from outside of Israel. So about 40 years ago, when people were really taking many transpacific flights for the first time, there was somebody that was traveling from New York to China on business during Sfiras HaOmer. And so he left for, let's just say, for example, he left New York on the 15th day of the Omer. And the time that his plane landed in China, because he crossed the international date line, he landed on the 17th day of the Omer. Right, they're a day ahead of us when you travel west across the international date line. And so there was never a time when it was the 16th day of the Omer for this guy who was traveling on the plane. So the question is, what should he do in terms of Sfira? Should he just count what everybody else is up to, or should he keep his own count? Now, this is not only a question about Sfiras HaOmer, it also has important ramifications for Shavuos. Because when does the Torah say Shavuos is? What day of the calendar? Right, it doesn't say. It doesn't say what day it is. Pesach is the 15th day of Nisan. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Tishrei. It never actually says when Shavuos is. It's just supposed to say. It says, after the first day of Pesach, you count 7 weeks. And at the end of the 7 weeks is Shavuos. So depending on when your count is, could be theoretically a day ahead or behind people, depending on which way you travel. So what do you think? Should he keep his own count, or should he do what everybody else does? Yeah.
I think maybe he should do what everyone else does, because it's like, because like when you're doing something, like, for example, if you're in Israel or something, and you keep 2 days Yom Tov, you kind of keep what the community keeps. So that's how you would be with the count of the community.
Okay, so we'll get to the whole 2 day thing in Israel a little bit later. But your argument is you should do what everybody else is doing around you. So if everybody else is keeping Shavuos, even if you're a day behind, and it's still day 48, still day 49 for you, you should still keep Shavuos.
They still already counted.
Because they're counting, exactly. Anybody disagree? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should keep from where he was, because he's back. He'll be like a day back.
So you say that eventually he's going to return. Maybe he'll return after Shavuos. Maybe he'll return on Shavuos, or like before Shavuos. But he should keep his own count. He should keep his own personal count. So this actually happens to be a big machlokas between the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who had a lot of people traveling in the Pacific at the time, and basically every other posek in the world. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said, like what you said, that if you look in the Torah says that each person is supposed to count Sfiras HaOmer. And after you finish counting, you're supposed to keep Shavuos. So everybody should keep their own individual count, and whenever they reach day 50, that's when Shavuos is. Almost every other posek in the world said, no, you can't have people doing different things on different days. And you have to keep whatever everybody else is doing around you, even if it means missing or repeating a day of Sfira, depending on which way you travel. So let's first do what the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, because it's, I think, the more interesting of the two opinions. It gets a little bit weird. So if somebody travels from New York to Australia or China, and they're a day behind everybody else, so the first day of Shavuos for everybody there is still day 49 for me. So what should I do? Should I keep Yontif? If it's still day 49 for me, should I keep Yom Tov?
There are 2 days of Yom Tov, so should I try and focus more on the second day?
Ah, okay. So you're saying let's try to have like an in-between sort of thing. So that's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe suggested. Some people, when they go to Israel for Yom Tov, they keep what's called a quote-unquote a day and a half. Doesn't mean they keep a half a day. It means they treat it like with the chumras of both sides, of both the stringencies of both days. So they'll put on tefillin, and they'll daven a weekday davening, but they won't do malacha. They won't do work. So that's what the Lubavitch Rebbe said. So day 49 for you, it's a suffix. You know, we're not sure what to do. So put on tefillin, daven a weekday davening, but don't do any work. The next day, day 50 for you and day 51 for everybody else. So it's Shavuos. So no problem there. Then you have Yom Tov Sheni, the second day of Shavuos of every for everybody else, and Isru Chag for you.
The other way around.
Second day of Yontif
for you,
but Isru Chag for them. Sorry. So nobody else is keeping Yontif. What about me personally? Should I keep a second day of Yontif? What do you think? Yeah.
I think you should dab in like as the half thing with tefillin and all that other stuff, but still don't do Lachag.
Okay, so you say that just do the half-day thing all over again. So you keep two half-days and one full day of Yontif. Anybody else have a different suggestion? So why do we keep a second day of Yontif? Yeah.
Because, in the times of, when we were, in Babel, we just didn't know what day was which day. But now we know since we have more advanced technology, now we know that the first day was the actual day. So it's just like an in case kind of thing.
Right. So historically, the reason why we have 2 days is that a long time ago, when we didn't have a fixed calendar, people weren't sure what day it was until the messengers from Yerushalayim got there and told us, oh, Rosh Chodesh was the first day or the second day. So we kept the day because we weren't sure. Once the calendar was fixed, so everybody knows what day it is, the Gemara says still keep it because there's a minhag. So the Lubavitch Rebbe said, was there ever a minhag to keep a third day of Yontif? Was there ever a minhag to keep a day of Yontif on Isru Chag because you're not sure maybe it's a third day? No. So he says, in this case, you don't have to keep a second day of Yontif. You keep one half day and one full day, and then everybody else, when everybody else has Isru Chag, it's Isru Chag for you too. So it's a very weird scenario, and because of that, he said, nobody should fly across the international dateline over Sfira. It gets too complicated. He said, it'll cost a little bit extra, you should pay, and it'll take a longer time, but he said, don't fly over the international dateline because of all these problems.
Only if you are, just come back.
Right, or fly back within the same day so you avoid the Sfira issue, exactly. But most poskim disagree. And they say that it doesn't make sense that everybody is going to be doing different things. Just to highlight how crazy this could get. In Mirtz Hashem, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, they bring a carbon on Shavuos for everybody. So if somebody flies from, crosses the international dateline and then comes to Yerushalayim, they're bringing a carbon for this person while he's still counting Sfira and it's not Shavuos. So again, you can disagree and say, okay, that's a carbon. A carbon is for all of Klal Yisrael. And I'm doing a separate mitzvah. It's my own personal count, so they don't contradict. But most poskim say that, no, you just do what everybody else does. If that's the case, and this is what's relevant for all of us, if you do cross the international dateline and you have to either repeat or count another day or skip a day of Sfira, do you count with a bracha?
No.
Wait, you say yes. Why yes?
It's just not in your power to say
So you say that you're only supposed to not say a bracha if it's a mistake.
You can't say the Sfira, so you should still be able to.
So here it's not your fault.
Yes.
Okay.
Why can't they say it on the plane?
So because depending on what time you leave,
it's the 16th day and they get China or whatever, on the 17th.
Because of the international dateline, it's hard to show you without a map, but depending on when you take off and land, and because of the dateline, you could actually skip an entire day. It's a little weird.
So, just to his point, practically speaking, because we've traveled to Australia from New York during Sfira, right, there's always a time that it is daytime, not nighttime, the daytime of the day that you're going to miss. Right, so on that you can say without a brother that day, and then when you land and it's nighttime or the next day, you can practically speaking to what you're saying, you find a way to make it work. The theoretical question is more important that if you skip a day, how does that end up working?
Yeah, so depending on when you fly, most times you can catch the day, and so you'll just count without a bracha. Depending on how far you travel, again, it's not only Australia. If you travel even farther and you're skipping even more time,
on the plane. It's just important to be able to count on the plane.
So we do say that. So why don't we count with a bracha if you skip a day? So most people say it's because the mitzvah is to count. Right, so the main mitzvah is to count at night, and it's also to count in the all 49 days. And so if you miss one, you miss part of the mitzvah, so you can't count with a bracha. So in this case, you shouldn't count with a bracha, even though it's not your fault. That also has ramifications. What happens if you know, for whatever reason, you can't actually count one day? Meaning, let's say you're going to have a surgical procedure, or you're going to be out of commission for a day, an entire day. Should you even count starting from the beginning of Sfira with the bracha? Meaning, let's say I know that on day 12, I'm not going to be able to count. On day 2, should I count with the bracha? According to this explanation, you shouldn't. But Rav Soloveitchik had a different opinion. Rav Soloveitchik said that the reason why we don't count with the bracha is because when you miss a day or you repeat a day, it's not called counting. Which means that up until that point, you were counting. Up until that point, you were fulfilling the mitzvah, so you should make a bracha. So to sum up then, if you know you're going to miss a day because of travel or because of a procedure or something like that, before that point, you are able to count with the bracha, even though you know that later on you're going to miss it, according to Rav Soloveitchik. But once you do miss or have to repeat a day, then you should not count with the bracha. But you always do keep only 2 days of Shavuos, according to everybody, or most people. Have a wonderful day, everyone.